you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24-7 for you. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher. Or at the coolest place where all the cool kids hang out, crabdiving.com. However the fuck you receive us, we appreciate it. I'm sick today, so if I sound a little low on the energy side, I may have to get up and throw up or possibly poop myself. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, for my day. I'm Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer, and I can't do any of those neat parlor tricks.
Yeah, I can.
For my first act, I will shit myself.
It's been a wonderful day here.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
I've got an ice bag to my head.
Why did Sky God do that to you?
Cork in my ass. And if I puke, you know, we'll just have to deal with it.
Why did God do that to you on Faithless Friday?
It's Faithless Friday, apparently. I've been thinking evil thoughts. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, ladies and gentlemen. You may be able to tweet us live, you may not, depending on what the sniveling cunt waddles of the internet hacker dick watery have done. If you don't know what's going on, there's a huge DDoS.
Sorry.
DDoS attack going on the internets. The evil.
Is this Russia?
Who knows? We don't
attacking
know yet.
Twitter?
It's a specific DNS server, I think it is, and it just so happens that, or not a DNS servers, but a servers that are...
It can be whatever you say it is. I don't fucking know.
It's
DNS!
It's a service that a lot of bigger services use, or other services use, like the Twitter, like Netflix is partly down. In fact, our SoundCloud, where we host our sound files here at Crab Diving, down so that if you tried to download us from iTunes or Stitcher, you would not have been able to. I think they are back up right now.
Oh, thank God.
But I just saw another story that said a third wave now of DDoS attacks are going across the internet. So who the fuck knows what's going on? Maybe Uncle Nipples is mad that people are being mean to Donald Trump on Twitter.
Nyet! We're so vulnerable to these attacks, man. What are we going to do?
They don't know. Well, obviously, it's coming from multiple sources. That's the first D part in DDoS. But they are, you know, trying to figure out what the hell's going on, as little Donnie Trump
right
would want to say.
Is he still running for president,
by the way? I feel like a
way?
Supermodel, except like times 10.
Maybe
oh
not
gosh.
Today. I think we're starting to see the crumbling.
The unraveling.
Because the other night, there's a GIF file from the other night that is a zoom-in screen cap of the Don immediately after the debate ended.
Yes.
And the credits were getting ready to roll. And Hillary Rodham Clinton walks over to Chris Wallace and to shake his hand. But during that moment, I think we talked about it before, during that moment, Trump stands there looking pissy And now there's a zoom in on it, and he actually, it's fascinating. It's on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. But it's you see a moment of just like rage. His jaw is clenched, and he's all pissed, and he rips his notes off of
the notepad.
And then he seems to catch him. It's so funny because he seems to catch himself like a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, cameras are on me, throwing a tantrum. And then he kind of straightens himself up and you know, squares his shoulders like, I got this, I got this. But then Hillary walks by him and he makes a sad face.
If you were ever on a national debate stage, do you ever, for 1 second, forget that you are being watched? That there are cameras on you?
Yeah, or, you know, when you're telling somebody to grab somebody on the pussy that you've got a microphone right. attached to your hip at the same time.
But the debate thing is totally insane. Like, the grab him in the pussy, it was a hot mic. He was talking to somebody.
They were just talking like boys.
Yeah, little Billy
just
Bush.
Talking like boys. 57, 59-year-old boy with 35-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, they're on the debate stage. To me, that's totally insane. It's different.
There's an audience of people there.
And
does he think they stop looking at him when the little red light goes off on the camera, that's main camera that's aimed at him?
He allows himself to lose his temper to the point where he rips the paper, but then he catches himself. It is so bizarre.
Yeah, it's great.
That you would even let yourself do that.
Crab diving on the Facebook. You can scroll down and join in with all the angry libs there. And you can see that GIF file. It might be listed as a movie there too. I don't know. I forget how I put it up there, but anyway, scroll down. You'll see Trump throwing a little Trumpy tantrum. And then
yes.
Last night, I'm going to play some clips of this, this Al Smith dinner, which is the headlines last night and tonight.
So fucking weird, man.
The Al Smith dinner is a dinner that was created in the name of, I guess it was the first, Roman Catholic presidential candidate.
Okay.
I think he got Hoovered maybe or Coolidged. I don't remember who beat him, but it was around those times. And Al Smith.
Right.
And that was back in the day when being Catholic was almost as popular as being Muslim is today.
That's
and
nice.
You couldn't run, you know, running for office as a Catholic. Everybody thought, well, he's just going to hand the reins over to the Pope.
Right.
Which is what Kennedy had to go through 30 or 40 years later. Now there's an annual white tie dinner because black tie, I guess, isn't formal enough.
Right. I always think that looks so weird to see a black tux with a white tie. That's always been an odd look.
I guess that's their way of saying, look, it's really, really formal. Not some Elvis Chapel wedding.
Right.
We've got real
We're civilized.
Style. We're much better than those cheap people who just have regular black tie dinners.
Oh, yes.
And that's kind of what it is now. It's a meeting of really, really, really rich, really rich. Giuliani was there.
What
really rich,
love.
Really rich Catholics.
Right.
And they raised a lot of money there. I think last night they broke all records, of course. Donald touted that.
Yeah.
But I think they made over $6 million for some Catholic charities, so that's a good thing if it actually makes it to the charities and
right.
isn't used to pay off diddling fees. So this Al Smith dinner is supposed to be a lighthearted, roasty kind of a deal where the candidates show up and take a moment away from the slings and arrows and shit slinging to do a little funny
right.
jabs and shit slinging and, I don't know, kind of show that they're human a little.
It's good natured, right? Joking around, sort of.
In theory. and they're pointing to perfect examples of it, even with the rancor, the big scary, not the big scary monster from
Return of the Jedi that lived in Jabba's palace. I love that.
But the rancor that
yes.
took place with Romney and Obama, and before that, McCain and Obama.
Right.
They, if you look at clips of their respective Al Smith dinners, it's all very civil and funny.
Sure.
Obama said, I got to town and went to a store, went shopping at a few stores, And Mitt Romney came to town and went shopping for a few stores. Things like that. But never like really to the level of mean-spiritedness.
Yeah.
Until last night.
I mean, Trump is just spiteful, man. I don't think he has this talent. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he has the talent to... I don't think he can joke around.
Right.
Without just going too far.
The Al Smith dinner. I'm trying to pull up a clip here because the ice pack I'm using seems to have developed an odd leak.
I'll go get another one. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Well, no, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna start this clip unless you want to talk. No, I have to wash up because I now have weird chemically frozen juice. This isn't like just a water pack. This is one of those chemically things. So now I have weird chemicals all over my hands. But go to facebook.com/crabdiving. We have the clips that are available there. I just went to the wrong page.
By the way, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/crabdiving and Twitter.com/crabdiving. And if you want to buy anything on Amazon, we really appreciate it. If you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, visit Amazon through our portal. We get a little... tiny little percentage of whatever you buy. It doesn't cost you shit. We get paid, baby.
That's correct.
It's kind of important.
You are correct, sir. Here we go. Here, I'm going to just play this for a moment.
Go ahead. Play
talk
it.
Over it or what?
No. Just play it. I want
to
hear it.
I have to go wash up. Here's Donald Trump. We're going to play a little bit of the full one, and we're not going to get through it. Just a couple minutes while I wash up. And then
it is now my privilege.
Wait, let me skip. Skipping. Oh, here we go, John. He starts off, Trump starts off, well, his definition of self-deprecating, though, is taking a shit on his wife.
How nice.
That's one of his good jokes. The only...
And she just has to sit there and smile.
And then
amazing.
He's pretending that she didn't know about it.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this one, he says. I'm going to get in trouble when I get home. She didn't know about this one. I'm going to get in trouble. And it's really cringeworthy because we know what's been going on. And now they're sitting two away from each other with a cardinal in the middle.
Right.
Cardinal Dolan from New York. And it's with the way things have been going, everybody was tense.
Yeah.
And when he gets up and he starts his jokes and he starts with this, you'll hear him, he starts talking about Michelle Obama. Immediately, the room is like, oh, Jesus, he's going to, oh, God. And then he comes up with a couple of decent jokes, and then a couple more decent jokes, and then it goes really, really poorly because maybe he got to the note card that Steve Bannon started writing or something, because there's a notable difference in okay joke, okay joke, okay joke. Maybe they only had a few, and they knew how to stack them at the beginning.
Maybe he ran out of stuff, and you know,
maybe you can critique his the joke writers.
Oh, yeah,
as an industry professional.
Oh, thank you.
But he starts off well, and then he says, I think it's Hillary Clinton is so crooked, and that's where everyone's like,
oh, shit.
Ooh. And his joke, which isn't a joke, he said, She got fired from the Watergate Commission, which, by the way, debunked, not true. She got fired from the Watergate Commission. And the crowd is uncomfortable, and some of them are starting to boo.
Yes.
And who gets fired from the Watergate Commission?
Good God.
How corrupt do you have to be? That's kind of... That,
he must
that's
have ran out of shit to say.
Goes
maybe.
Off the rails.
Yeah.
And... has what really aren't jokes. I mean, it's just...
But isn't that what he kind of does? You know, like, when he runs out of something to say, he goes mean, and he insults people.
Yeah, he's
that's
civilized.
His jam. Yeah.
It's like the fake civilized makeup he wears melts off after about 8 minutes.
Right.
And he turns into the horrible monster that he is.
Yes.
It's like a fucked up Cinderella.
Ha ha.
Here's Donald Trump. I'll be right back.
Right.
Thank you, Al. Wow. That was good. This is a hell of a dinner. Well, I want to thank Your Eminence. This is really great to be with you again. We love it. Governor Cuomo, a great senator. Hi, Chuck. He used to love me when I was a Democrat, you know. Mayor de Blasio, wherever you are, where is Mayor de Blasio? Huh? Hello, Mayor. See, in the old days, I would have known him very well, but I haven't been doing so much of the real estate anymore. And I want to thank Al and Nan Smith. Just a fantastic job you do with the dinner, and congratulations on a record. Over $6 million, right, is their record. And a special hello to all of you in this room who have known and loved me for many, many years. It's true.
I'm back. Meanwhile, sitting behind him.
Yes.
Really rich white people. And kind of flanking him on either side are one dude's got like a cross, or one, like a medal, not a cross, but like a Distinguished Medal of Honor kind of thing or whatever, or hanging around his neck. And then there's another guy to Trump's right who is now a full-fledged meme in his own because of his facial reaction in the middle of this when Trump goes for the crooked Hillary thing. But listen to his delivery.
I mean, he sounds a little drunk, but he also sounds, I mean, it's not horrible. He's kind of in a roast situation. He sounds relaxed, like he's kind of bullshitting with people. The little shout out to Schumer was kind of funny about, I used to like me when I was a Democrat, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But he does sound a little on the loaded side. That's all. But we know he doesn't drink, so.
Well, and this is just isn't his gig.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of silly in the first place because you're asking people who aren't funny.
He seems low energy.
To be funny.
He does. He seems a little low energy.
Very low energy.
Which I know he doesn't like.
Well, shit, yeah. Maybe maybe he could get some advice from Jeb.
Jeb.
Please clap.
With the exclamation
Please
point.
Clap.
Fuck you.
The politicians. They've had me to their homes. They've introduced me to their children. I've become their best friends in many instances. They've asked for my endorsement, and they always...
The funny thing is, I forget who was saying it, but... Lawrence O'Donnell, of course. Lawrence O'Donnell said that he talks about it like these people are his peeps and everything. This room hates him. These are the snooty elite that hate Donald Trump because he's a scam artist and a shyster and a crook.
They probably consider him vulgar.
Yeah, and everything that he proves himself to be.
And Republicans don't like him and Democrats don't like him.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know.
I'm going to skip ahead a bit.
God. Is that correct? Nobody, right? That's right.
He's talking
No contact. It's great to be here with 1,000 wonderful people, or as I call it, a small, intimate dinner with some friends, or as Hillary calls it, her largest crowd of the season.
See, that's funny.
Yeah, it's kind
of
funny.
That's not bad.
Right? Yeah.
And not mean-spirited. She's laughing.
Ah, yeah. Oh, this stuff.
He does have
this is corny
really
stuff.
One.
I do recognize that I come into this event with a little bit of an advantage. I know that so many of you in the Archdiocese already have a place in your heart for a guy who started out as a carpenter working for his father. I was a carpenter working for my father.
Compares himself to Jesus. I guess
sure,
we laugh
not?
And let that one go by.
He's like a poor man's
True.
Don Rickles.
Not for a long period of time, but I was for about 3 weeks.
See, now that's Donnie. That's
yeah, yeah.
an ad lib. He could be funny on
right.
really rare occasions when he's not being a xenophobic, racist, women-hating...
Yeah, dickhead.
Pussy grabber.
Yeah.
What's great about the Al Smith dinner is that even in the rough and tumble world of a really, really hard-fought campaign... In fact, I don't know if you know Hillary, but last night they said that was the most vicious debate
in the history of politics, presidential debate, the most vicious. And I don't know, are we supposed to be proud of that or are we supposed to be unhappy? But they did say that, and I'm trying to think back to Lincoln. I don't think they can really compete with that. But the candidates have some lighthearted moments.
That's a shot at her, remember?
Yeah.
Because she said that talking about Lincoln.
Doesn't it sound like he's floundering? He's losing his way?
He's starting to go off the rails.
Together, yeah. Which is true. I have no doubt that Hillary is going to laugh quite a bit tonight. Sometimes even at an appropriate moment.
See, and she's laughing herself right now. That's funny. We're going to hear a little commentary from somebody else who was commentating on this, talking about this. But behind the guy to Donald Trump's left,
yes,
camera left, is Fox Business. Is she still with Fox Business? Maria Bartiromo?
Oh, man.
And
I have no idea.
She kind of steals one scene when Don's talking because she's got some, like, gloves that it looks like some French cartoon. She's got gloves that go all the way up to her nose. She's putting these gloves on with a flourish in the background, these long arm-length white gloves.
What the fuck?
She's wearing a rather low-cut,
yeah,
formal dress in the front, and we'll hear a little charm from Rush Limbaugh on what he thought of Maria Bartiromo.
Really, really hard-fought campaign. In fact, I don't know if you know Hillary, but last night they said that was the most vicious. Are we supposed to be unhappy? But they did say that, and I'm trying to think back.
Skipping.
Laugh quite a bit tonight.
Skipping
opponent and me at the debate last night. We have proven that we can actually be civil to each other. In fact, just before taking the dais, Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she very civilly said, "Pardon me."
Now you can hear Hillary laugh right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear that? Ha 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 ha. She's got a really loud, boisterous laugh. She loved that one.
She loved it.
That's a good line. And then he shits on it with this addendum.
Civil to each other. In fact, just before taking the dais, Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she very civilly said, "Pardon me."
They zoom in on Hillary, and she says to the guy next to her, "That's a good one. That's a good one."
Yeah, yeah.
Laughing.
That's hilarious.
And I very politely replied, "Let me talk to you about that after I get into office."
See, they didn't need that part.
No.
Move
that was
on.
Shitty.
Move on. He's enjoying it now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's milking it.
Right.
Just kidding.
No.
Kidding, Jessica. And Hillary was very gracious. She said if somehow she gets elected, she wants me to be, without question, either her ambassador to Iraq or to Afghanistan.
That's kind of funny, too. He goes a little bit later. Let me see if I can fast forward.
He just can't.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to look at when that guy's face is no longer enjoying himself,
because
that's when you could tell Donnie goes off of the rails. He did, and here it is. He did have one that shot at Melania. I don't know if I'm going to find that one, but the comment was Melania, they talk about Michelle Obama. She gives a speech. She gives a great speech. Everybody says they love it and that it's great. And you can see everybody behind him kind of going, oh.
Right.
Because she had yesterday given a speech during the day, an anti-Don speech, and specifically going after him saying, "I'll keep you in suspense as to whether I concede or not."
Right. It's insane.
Don... says then, okay, Michelle Obama gave this great speech. Everybody loved it. And then my wife, Melania, gives the exact same speech, and she gets ripped for it.
Now, he's making a joke about Melania stealing the...
plagiarizing?
Right.
And that's funny.
That's kind of funny, that's self-deprecating. Funny.
However, he didn't make any self-deprecating jokes about himself.
Yes.
The only person who got deprecated...
was his wife.
Was his wife.
And who knows what she's into.
I'm going to skip. This is the guy behind him is looking really uncomfortable, so I don't know what part we're in here.
Oh, I'm in trouble when I go home tonight.
That's the... He just didn't know about Melania that one. Joke.
Am I okay? Is it okay? Cardinal, please speak to her.
See, that's funny. Cardinal, please funny, speak to her.
I'd like to address an important religious matter.
Now here...
The issue of going to confession. Or, as Hillary calls it, the 4th of July weekend with FBI Director Comey.
A little laugh with that one.
Now, I'm told Hillary went to confession.
But then he goes on. Let me see if I can skip forward. He opens. He then completely loses the crowd with Hillary is so
remember,
corrupt.
39 times.
She's not laughing.
Nah. Hillary is so corrupt. She got kicked off.
This is where the meme happens with the guy behind him who looks like the aliens have just landed because he's literally laughing a little bit.
Yeah.
And then when he says, Hillary is so corrupt, the guy's face goes to an instant, eyebrows up.
9 times.
Very uncomfortable.
Nah. Hillary is so corrupt. She got kicked off the Watergate Commission. How?
The boos you hear are unprecedented
right.
at the Al Smith dinner. Everyone's so uptight there and proper.
Is the Al Smith dinner usually this much of a story?
Kind of, in that... Not as much because they got to sit next to each other, and
right.
and the job was to deliver lighthearted jabs.
Right. It's supposed to be fun.
Right. And not mean-spirited, which he was skirting a little bit, but then he just goes off the fucking...
Remember, 39 times. Nah. Hillary is so corrupt. She got kicked off the Watergate Commission. How corrupt do you have to be to get kicked off the Watergate Commission? Pretty corrupt.
That's the joke?
No, you know what that is? That is a joke you think of when you're sitting in your chair and then right before you get up and he decides to do it. And all it is a stupid fucking premise.
No, this is all written down.
Oh, okay, well.
They have no prompters.
You don't think that doesn't sound like something he thought of? And I mean, you know, what do I know?
Maybe the second part.
Right. It just sounds like, you know what I get from Donald? First of all, this is subdued. This is sad, Donald. He's losing. I just feel there's sadness oozing out of him.
Yeah, he's turning pathetic now.
He's very pathetic.
Which is kind of fun
and
to
And you
watch.
Know, and also, too, it's like he'll get a good laugh. But like you said, he just can't move on. He has to milk it and milk it. He has no restraint.
Meanwhile.
Thank you. Your Eminence.
I'm going to skip because she does some Catholic butt kissing.
Oh, yes.
For me, it was kind of ironic thinking about a fiery populist, Al Smith. If he were here today and saw how much money we've raised for needy children, he'd be very proud. And if he saw this magnificent room full of plutocrats celebrating his legacy, he'd be very confused. It's a special honor to be here with Your Eminence. Now, I know, Your Eminence, you were criticized for inviting both Donald and me here tonight. And you responded by saying, if I only sat down with those who were saints, I'd be taking all my meals alone. Now, just to be clear, I think the cardinal is saying I'm not eligible for sainthood. But getting through these three debates with Donald has to count as a miracle.
He doesn't like that, does he?
No, somebody gave him a couple of acting lessons on how to smile. And somebody pointed out on the shows last night on the telly.
Yes.
That he doesn't laugh.
Right.
Like, you don't see him ever laugh at anything. He's smiling and nodding his head.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Jeez.
It seems like I'm sure it's fake. I'm sure he hates it. Melania isn't even managing to smile all the time. There are times that they keep cutting over to her, and she looks like she's getting a pap smear.
Oh, wow.
It's not pleasant.
Pap smear face.
With a cold speculum.
So I guess I'm up against the highest, hardest stained glass ceiling.
God.
Funny, but not delivered great.
No, I mean, her jokes are perfect for her sense of humor.
Well, they get better.
They're kind of boring.
They get a little better.
But Your Eminence, you do deserve great credit for bringing together two people who've been at each other's throats. Mortal enemies. Bitter foes. I've got to ask, how did you get the governor and mayor here together?
De Blasio and Cuomo are shaking hands now, pretending to like each other. Ah, ha, 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 you got us. Oh, we're actually good friends. I don't hate his fucking guts at all.
Now, I've got to say, there are a lot of friendly faces here in this room, people that I've been privileged to know and to work with.
This is spectacular in that the reaction.
Now, I've got to say, there are a lot of friendly faces here in this room, people that I've been privileged to know and to work with. I just want to put you all in a basket of adorables.
That's part.
And you look so good in your tuxes, or as I refer to them, formal pantsuits. And, you know, because this is a friendly dinner for such a great cause, Donald, if at any time you don't like what I'm saying, feel free to stand up and shout wrong while I'm talking.
He smiles.
Yeah.
And moves back as if he's laughing. That's one of the things that we were laughing about after that debate, was that Donald was doing an imitation of Alec Baldwin
doing Donald,
because
doesn't he seem to do that, Donald Trump?
He literally leaned in and was like, wrong.
But you know, maybe I'm insane, but hasn't he done something similar to that before, where someone makes fun of him and he uses
their words, or he just does that.
He lives up to the stereotype or whatever. Very odd.
I want to get to this Giuliani thing. I want to see this next.
Come to think of it, it's amazing I'm up here after Donald. I didn't think he'd be okay with a peaceful transition of power.
Jeez. Smiling. Melania not smiling for some reason.
Jeez.
And Donald, after listening to your speech, I will also enjoy listening to Mike Pence deny that you ever gave it.
That's great. Donald also
laughs. That is
awesome. I'm not going to keep going here because it's like 20 minutes and I don't know exactly where. But she, at one point, one of the great parts of the evening is that she says, the honorable governor, the honorable mayor,
yes,
the honorable ex-governor, the honorable ex-this, the honorable this, the honorable the eminence, the is-this.
Right.
All these honorable politicians are here. And we also have Rudy Giuliani.
That's
and
awesome.
And you could see the look on his face. He does not know how to play.
He's humorless, isn't he?
He is. And then they cut to him another point where she says, another good joke that she has is, Donald looks at the Statue of Liberty and sees a 4.
Right.
Maybe a 5 if she loses the crown and the robe or the toga or something like that. And at that moment, they cut to Giuliani.
I love that joke, by the way. I think it's a good one.
And he really looks like he's passing a stone, and he's like, what?
What? Like, I don't even get it. What? Just some stupid sour face.
What
He's such a shitbag. Yeah, just a loathsome human being. I mean,
how can the mayor of New York be so humorless? Such a bore. Such a nothing.
Even Don's laugh, you know, at least pretending to laugh.
Yeah. I mean, Donald's not a bore, for God's sakes.
So there you go. It's a little bit of the Al Smith dinner last night, which was technically, I guess, the last debate. Donald Trump was the first person to be booed.
Right.
After Hillary's corrupt, it just went downhill from there.
Well, I got to hand it to Donald. I mean, had it not been for his gaffes or him going off the rails, it would have been fairly boring. I mean, you know, she said Hillary said some sort of funny jokes. You know, she said her lines. But there's nothing better than Donald going off the fucking rails.
Well, and the Trump pansies, of course, are defending him, saying, oh, good, fuck those elite, screw the establishment. Don went in and told them truths. It's like they don't care about the protocol. They don't care that a longstanding tradition of civility, at least, even among the uncivil battle of politics.
And the truth is, Don bombed. He kind of bombed, and it should have been a gimme, right? It should have been a gimme. It should have been easy. You go there, you get somebody to write you 10 jokes, you tell your jokes, they kind of get a laugh, and then you leave, and you smile. It should be that. That's what it was for Hillary, right? I mean.
Yeah, and she comes across, even her final comments were very classy, very, you know, we got to work together. There's a lot of ill will and stuff, but we got to, Trump closes with, it's a very dangerous time.
Scare.
The Negroes are scary. The brown people are scary. The ISIS is scary. We gotta, you know, in these tough times. His typical hellfire brimstone, oh my God, we're dying. And then Hillary was very hopeful.
And another moment where he didn't come off presidential. And she did, I thought.
Far from it. Can you imagine him at like a state dinner somewhere?
No.
Or he just can't. You just can't.
The vanity of a guy
classless
that can't take a joke and the insecurity of a guy that can't take a joke, that doesn't have a sense of humor about himself, to me is sort of a dangerous thing.
Here's Rush Limbaugh, I mentioned earlier,
God,
with a quick little side about Maria Bartiromo.
I must, by the way, change. I said everybody looked like they were wearing a corset last night.
This is Rush. Spinning the, oh, everybody's so uptight.
Oh, yes.
At this dinner. Everybody's so uptight. They're all upset with Trump that he wasn't civil.
By the way, change. I said everybody looked like they were wearing a corset last night, other than Maria Bartiromo. The rackage on display there obviously was not constrained by a corset.
The rackage on display there was obviously not constrained by a corset.
Who the fuck is this guy? The rackage.
The rackage. Republicans don't have a problem with women.
No, not at all. Her big tits.
And he's not saying it like ironically or funnily.
No, not at all.
Constrained by a corset. But I meant attitudinally. I've never seen so many people so uptight. I've never seen this kind of inability to apply any kind of common sense and to react hysterically. There was a national media hysteria, and it's still going on over this. It's not warranted. It's
over the fact that Donald Trump took a decades-long tradition and shat in it.
He shat in it. It's like he violated the trust of the event. You know, it's a roast.
Right.
It's supposed to be fun. You're not supposed to be just mean. And he did that.
Right.
It's not warranted. It's way out of proportion. And it's got to stand for something. It's got to be a reason for it. And I think it's fear, maybe some other things rolled in.
No, it's not the fact that Trump fucked up and went too far.
Right.
It couldn't be that.
And he went too far. I really think Trump went too far in that dinner.
He of course went too far, yeah.
Well, but my point is that he just didn't prepare for it. I don't think he was rehearsed and prepared enough. And I think he clinched up and he went to his go-to thing, which was be insulting and be mean. Be cruel. That's what he did. Punch down.
But it's all prepared. He was reading from prepared notes.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
He was reading every single joke.
Right.
I think they had somebody who can write a joke or two, and they wrote those first three or four.
Good guy.
And then Bannon took over and was like, talk about Haiti.
And the joke about the fucking Watergate thing.
Right.
It's not even a joke.
She's so corrupt, she even got kicked off the Watergate panel.
Okay. Which is because, I mean, something. Is there anything else? Is there anything else to the story? God, lazy.
So they go Rush Limbaugh, objectifying Maria Bartiromo.
Oh, sure, with the rackage.
And her rackage in the
background. I do think it's funny, though. She had these huge gloves, these lacy gloves that she was taking
on. White gloves that she looked like, what's her name? The Breakfast at Tiffany's with the long
Audrey
white.
Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn with the long white gloves that go up to her elbow.
Yeah, you know she didn't know she was going to be that distracting with the fucking gloves. Well, it is kind of funny.
Now that I watch it again, I mean, before I was watching Trump and Hillary, but now that I look at Bartiromo as the tape is playing, she's annoying as fuck because she keeps putting her glasses on to look down at her phone. She's obviously tweeting or
she's
Facebooking
got a whole thing.
Or some shit going on. They can't put their fucking phones away for 10 goddamn seconds. Literally, she keeps putting her, even if she glanced down, it wouldn't be that bad, but she makes an event out of putting her reading glasses on, and then she looks at her phone, and then she takes them off and laughs at whatever's going on. Then she puts it on again and looks at her phone.
She's doing a production of King Lear up there.
Take a break.
Yeah, really.
Enjoy yourself. So there you go. That was Rush Limbaugh.
What a load.
Reacting. And that's kind of the reaction of the right is, oh, Trump. Trump did nothing but tell truth, and they don't like truth.
What a bunch of stiffs.
Yeah.
God. I mean, shit.
And they accuse the left of, you know, when Trump jokes about things like, I don't know, having Second Amendment solutions to the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To losing the election and things like that. Oh, just joking. Just joking.
The thing is, if Trump's jokes about the Watergate Commission or any of those, if they would have been funny... Maybe they would have been seen as going too far, but at least they would have been fucking funny. And you could sort of say, well, you know, he should have had some restraint and not told that joke, but it was a really good one. But it wasn't.
Yeah, if you're going to...
He did it for nothing.
If you're going to pull out a scud...
Oh, it's got to be funny.
It's got to be a funny scud. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Because you're going to pay a price for that joke. He didn't even get a fucking laugh. What a moron.
So that's what's going on there. I've got on this Faithless Friday, everybody,
yes.
By the way, thanks for joining us here on Friday. We'll be here till 4 p.m. Pacific.
Hello, Sky God.
It's hot.
Yeah, it is.
I'm trying to find which. Oh, here we go. This is interesting. This was before this event yesterday.
Okay.
On the Clinton News Network.
Ooh.
On the CNN.
Right.
They were having a talk with two people that did not go well.
Right.
Because in one corner, you have Mark Cuban.
Yes.
Of the Shark Tank billionaire and staunch critic of Donald Trump.
Sure.
Thinks Donald Trump probably does not have billions because he thinks he's lying about all of his income and shit.
And he even said, like, that's the worst thing you can ever do. Like, why would you just want to throw your name on anything? He's like, it's so cheap.
Oh, right. Licensing. That's all he does. And Rudy Giuliani. At one point, I'm just going to cut into the middle here, this just to hear what it kind of sounded like.
The CEO of a company. So you would say to me,
so why does that matter for
Clinton
him?
Should have been thrown out.
Why do you believe that
Clinton should have been thrown out of office?
But why does it matter for her?
Well, it matters because you've got to deal with these things equally and fairly, and you're not.
But she's not the one who.
Well, what about the one they gave the $185,000 to?
Assaulted anyone or allegedly assaulted anyone?
But his he didn't just.
This is both Cuban and the CNN correspondent here. I'm trying to find out what her name is. Point out he goes off for like 10 minutes on Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton.
God.
And Cuban keeps saying he's not running.
Right.
Bill Clinton's not running, by the way.
Just assault someone. He had sex with him. What he went beyond that.
Right, but I'm saying that wasn't running. Her. I'm
he
just raped, saying that wasn't
raped,
that wasn't
he raped
her.
One,
and
he took
not
advantage
running.
Of an intern.
He is not running.
And it was okay for him to be in office. I mean, that was okay. Let him stay in office.
So now we're going to question Melania, Mrs. Trump, and how she dealt with it.
Melania Trump dealt with it by saying that she accepts his explanation of it.
Not the point. Not the point. We shouldn't judge her for dealing with such a difficult situation any more than we should judge Hillary Clinton for something her husband did 20
years ago. Well, these women who came forward a few weeks ago said she attacked them. You can see it in books, in Stephanopoulos' book, in the half-novelized Joel Klein book, the Bimbo Squad that was set up to go after all the women.
The half-novelized Joel Klein book, which means...
What does that mean?
Half made up.
Oh, my God.
Half novelized means made up.
And that Bill Clinton and the illegitimate.
Well, we're going to point that out as a citation.
This is what it sounds like if you're trying to defend Trump against all these sexual misconduct, harassment things.
Illegitimate children.
It's impossible.
But he may have had
illegitimate children that were disproven.
Yeah, you hear that? He's whipping out the illegitimate children thing. This guy who claims that
Hillary Clinton for something
daddy.
Her husband did 20.
Well, not well. These women who came forward a few weeks ago said she attacked them. You can see it in books, in Stephanopoulos' book, in the half novelized Joel Klein book, the Bimbo Squad that was set up to go after all the women that Bill Clinton and the illegitimate children that he may have had is
illegitimate children that were disproven.
That he may have had. Do you how notice is, how that lizard said that?
Oh, my God.
That he may have had.
How is this? This is not reasonable. What Giuliani's saying doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's really sad. He's so stupid. Because he could have. He was an asshole when he was a mayor.
Right.
Okay. He didn't.
He was stop and frisk, right?
He didn't. No, that was later. No, he may have started it. Yeah, he may have started it. But. Because wasn't it Bloomberg who was really stopping Frisky? And then de Blasio came in and...
I don't know. I always thought
maybe
it was
Giuliani.
Started
I could
it, be
Bloomberg
wrong.
Kept it going.
Right.
And now de Blasio is like stopping that shit. But he could have shut the fuck up and walked around and been America's 9/11 mayor.
Absolutely.
Just for the fact that he didn't completely shit the bed on that day. And he's praised universally for his great leadership. Maybe he did a good job that day. I don't know. I'm not objective. I wasn't there. I'm not a New Yorker.
Right.
But he could have shut the fuck up. Lost his governor's race when he ran against, or no, lost the Senate race against Hillary Clinton.
I mean.
And shut the fuck up and moved on.
Yes.
But he is so hoard and clownified himself by crawling into bed with Orange Dasha Don.
I mean, to me, I never thought Giuliani was this crazy until the Trump campaign. Until the general election did he sound this nuts. And I guess that's what you get when you're a surrogate.
Right.
He's just another casualty of people that stick up for Trump that now their careers are kind of a joke. I mean, what's Giuliani going to do now after he's done being Trump's little fucking surrogate?
They're all clowns. Kellyanne Conway, I used to be respected. I don't know how. I don't care how nice she is. Everybody says, "Oh, she's so nice. She's so nice." I don't know how.
Right.
She's going to survive this.
All right. It was disproven.
Did you see where some of us have?
We'll see. But that's the whole.
Wait, did you hear that? He says the illegitimate children he may have fathered. And Cuban says that was disproven. It's been debunked. And then Giuliani goes, okay, all right. Well, it may have been disproven. Maybe it wasn't.
God, that is such the Republican.
They
know it's bullshit.
A lie. Yeah,
doesn't matter.
I mean, maybe it was.
Women that Bill Clinton and the illegitimate children that he may have had.
Illegitimate children that were disproven.
All right. It was
disproven. Did you see where some of us have it? We'll see, but that's the whole thing. You talk about
it was disproven?
Right.
Or was it disproven?
I think Cuban likes being a pundit, by the way. I'm listening to a guy who's really enjoying himself right now.
And who really has the money to give zero fucks?
Oh, he doesn't give a shit.
Oh, you don't like to deal with hypotheticals. Mm-hmm. But then you go into all the
Monica Lewinsky wasn't this.
No, but no.
Monica Lewinsky would be in an insane asylum if she didn't have that dress. They were trying to drive that woman insane. Lucky she had the dress to prove that Bill Clinton was a flat-out liar under oath.
And a bad aim.
Hillary, the issue. This is the issue. Nope. It's dealing with external situations that don't directly reflect either candidate.
Good.
Right? This is a situation.
So let's forget both their past and let's talk about the future. Who would be better for the future? Somebody who lowers taxes or somebody who raises taxes?
So let's talk about the taxes.
Someone who renegotiates trade deals or someone who who stands up to ISIS and is willing to say Islamic.
You notice he won't let him.
Yeah.
These are the vagaries. All the vagaries of the Republican campaign. Not just Trump. All this bullshit. We're going to repeal Obamacare and replace it with something better. Well, what? Oh, we're going to have something better. Just believe us. Don't worry.
They have no talking points.
Extremist terrorism and puts us on offense, so we stop being on defense. We have had more
Islamic terrorist
attacks.
She has used Islamic terrorist attacks. It's Barack Obama who doesn't.
Can we talk about taxes first?
I'm going to give
you the final chance for rebuttal.
Okay,
right now.
So on taxes, he's increasing spending. He wants to increase infrastructure spending, healthcare spending, everything. He's trying to one up her in all spending, and he's going to reduce taxes. With everything Steve Moore has tried to come up with, any of the potential upside is in years 9 and 10. In years 1 through 4, when he might be president, the deficit goes through the roof. We have a real chance of being in a recession because he wants to cut taxes dramatically and increase his spending dramatically.
He wants to turn it into Kansas, Kansas stand, and it ain't working. And, well, you know, maybe year 9 or 10, all these new jobs that we create and everything that comes back is going to start helping the economy. Yeah. Meanwhile, in the first, like Cupid says, 4 years, he's going to bottom out this debt that they scream about and deficit.
And so what, we're going to be in a recession until year 9 or fucking 10?
I mean, not the rich people because they got tax breaks.
Oh, yeah, who gives a shit? They're protected. What about the minimum wage, by the way? Are they gonna raise the minimum wage to GOP? Are they going to do that? Fuck no.
I was having a moment. No, they don't want to.
Right. Of course not.
So that's a little bit of Mark Cuban versus the Clown Prince.
I love it.
Former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, who really
sounds
shit on his own legacy.
How did he function as mayor? He's not very well spoken. That's what he sounds like to me. But then again, he's tasked with defending Trump. And so I don't know how the fuck you do that. I really don't.
We've been playing some clips of one of our new favorites over at InfoWars.
Yes.
Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, has been quite active these days, mainly because it appears that that InfoWars and Breitbart, maybe WND, are the only websites that Donald Trump appears to know about.
Okay.
And he seems to say stuff that comes out of Alex Jones's mouth.
Right. I see why, you know what, by the way, I see why people get Breitbart, and I see why they enjoy, like, WMD, because...
And,
God damn it, I always say that. Like, all the stories are sensational, you know, they're all about the apocalypse, the end of the world. It's kind of like watching an episode of The Walking Dead.
It's all caps.
And it's all fiction.
Every headline is all caps.
I mean, it really grabs you, and it sucks you in, but it's fiction.
So, here is Alex Jones.
Yes.
Jesus. A little bit.
God, we've had that guy's face on our show all fucking week. He's had a great week, Alex Jones. Congratulations, buddy.
95% of what we cover is on record. Like, they misrepresent 9/11 truth. They say, and I'm the founder of it, question it before 9/11, question on the day of 9/11.
Oh, we played this one yesterday. This is the same one from yesterday.
Hold on a second. Does he consider himself a founder of 9/11 truth?
Said, I'm the founder.
Is he?
95% of what we cover is on record. Like, they misrepresent 9/11 truth. They say, and I'm the founder of it, question it before 9/11, question on the day.
Question it before. I'm the founder of it. They question it.
Oh, my God.
95%.
He started the 9/11 truth movement. I didn't
know
that.
Right. This is the rabbit hole we got down the other day when he mentioned about the building seven.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The guy that heard the countdown. And
the muffled countdown.
A quarter of a second to find two different clips of the guy who's their star witness, who previously said, oh, there was a guy, a Red Cross guy, and he had his phone or he had his radio covered with his hand. And I could hear some kind of what was the word he used?
Pulsed.
Staccato, pulsed.
A countdown. A pulsed
sound,
yeah.
Which he didn't say. He said it sounded to me like it was a countdown.
Right.
And then the buildings came down. And then they show him being interviewed, I guess, a couple of years later or whatever. And he says, oh, yeah, this guy, he had his hand over his radio and he was counting down. And then he took his hand off for a second and I heard 3, 2, 1. Every yeah. detail that he mentioned in the previous one had been elaborated upon and changed. So you just can't.
You know, man, I don't mean to get back on this 9/11 truth thing, but this is the conversation I always have with my brothers because they love talking about this 9/11 truth.
It's fun.
Yes, it's interesting, right? But when you hear all the details and all the little parts of the conspiracy, I sort of think, I don't know how our government would put that together. And then I think the conspiracy kind of was that maybe we just had a really ineffective government at the time.
Occam's razor?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably the simplest answer, not the one that requires...
Everybody fucked up. Everybody fucked up, and that's how it happened.
And again, after the fact, I will concur, and this is what we said about how these conspiracy theories gain credence is because there are tiny parts of them that are true.
Right.
Is that afterwards, there were shenanigans with trying to obfuscate the fact that the Saudis were involved, at least Saudi nationals were involved, and trying to get Bin Laden's buddies out of the country, Laden's family, because...
And to sort of form a narrative about 9/11 that it wasn't totally our fucking fault.
That we didn't fuck up, right?
Yes, but we fucked up.
We fucked up. Yeah, so it's just, I'm sad. I thought this was a brand. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
I thought this was, you know what it is? It's from a different site.
God damn
than
it.
Than the one I usually get it, and it's got a different headline and everything. So I thought it was a completely different clip, but it's the same fucking clip as yesterday's. So.
I'm sure there'll be new Alex Jones clips.
Crabdiving.com.
Very soon.
iTunes or Stitcher, if they're working. I believe they're up now.
Oh.
Tweet us during the show. I believe it's up now.
Oh, yes. Twitter is up.
But you can go back and listen to Alex Jones the other day. Oh, here it is. I do have a new clip. I lied. I'm on drugs. I'm sorry. I'm ill. I don't feel well. I've taken a bottle full of pills today and thrown them up.
Oh, man.
And shit them out.
Talented.
You put a hole in the wall in the bathroom. The Alex Jones, I do have a clip. I had looked at the clip from yesterday. Here he is talking. This is hot off the presses. Talking about his orange daddy.
In your gut, and I always go back to gut.
Sorry.
But also intellectually, you're a smart guy. What do you think's coming? What are we facing? Because the energy level in the world, everybody feels it. This is a special election right now. What's happening worldwide is special. We're at a decision time, and I think in my gut, I know if we don't elect Trump, but beyond that, if we don't all start making the right decision to stand up and speak out, I believe we're going to come under great judgment.
Here we go. This is where he gets a little gaudy. If we don't stand up and speak out, if we don't climb to the highest mountain and scream, she's a whore!
Right.
A demon!
Basically, if we don't vote for Trump, we're going to hell?
Yeah, we're going to be
that
judged.
That is insane.
This is what a lot Good of Lord. These preachers are coming out with. Oh, over at Right Wing Watch, it's just obscure preacher after obscure preacher and famous preacher after famous preacher. And every one of those fucking assholes better not have goddamn tax-exempt status.
Oh, you know they do.
Because each one of these snake oil salesmen, dick chunks, are...
Hello, dick chunk.
And those are painful to pass.
Oh, yes.
Are saying the same thing. If we don't vote for Trump... God is going to smite us. That's not subtle.
Right.
That's not subtly interpreting who you want to vote.
Rick Wiles said something insane yesterday on the show. What was it about? Oh, fuck me. What did he say about Trump?
That
if you didn't vote for Trump.
Wait, I have it.
Damn
it. It's. I think it's on that same website. Oh, I'll find it in a second. But yeah, Rick Wiles, go to crabdiving.com and listen to yesterday's show. He said that he was praying to bring Hillary Clinton down and confuse her mind.
Cloud her mind. That is the weirdest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah. Praying for the Lord to blow smoke into the brain of Hillary Clinton.
Hey, if there is a sky god, I suggest rewriting that Bible and like clearly stating out what people should expect from you.
Well, and how crazy.
It's very strange.
That they're not. He did kind of pray for Trump to do well, but how pathetic is your fucking candidate if you not only have to pray for your candidate to do well, but you're hoping that Hillary is a grabber in the middle of the goddamn debate. And what kind of Christian are you? You're
a weird one.
You can't have the opponent win on the merits. You have to have your God have her snap a femur in the middle of talking about ISIS.
You're a shitty Christian. That's who you are.
No,
I mean, whatever.
Not that I believe in any of it, but you're certainly, by the standards of Christianity, I was raised under,
right,
in the Catholic Church. There ain't no Christian-y Christian-y shit going on there.
No.
Here's the rest of Alex Jones. He's talking, by the way, with the founder of Curves Fitness. This guy's also batshit.
Oh, my God.
Right-wing nut job, conspiracy theorist. Gary.
Of Curves?
Gary. I think his last name is Heaven. H-E-A-V-E-V-I-N.
You got to be fucking
Heaven,
shit, man.
Heaven? H-E-A-V-I-N.
The guy that started Curves is a nutball.
Nutball. And here's an example. So he's, I'll back up a little for Alex Jones.
I believe we're going to come under great judgment, and I believe there's going to be a total worldwide financial meltdown and probably a world war. And I think like the Bible says, I think a third or more of the population is going to be killed.
Oh, well, thanks, Alex, for that little bit of sunshine. I think, like the Bible says, a third of the population is going to be killed.
A third of the population is going to be fucking killed. That's insane.
Wait, is he talking about Revelation? Because if he's talking about Revelation, then that means the jig is up.
Right.
Not only that we're going to have a third world war and the third of the population is going to go, but then aren't the horses going to show up and shit? The four horsemen and some smiting and some...
That's where we get into
some
weird...
People are either going to be sucked up or not, depending on whether you're into Left Behind or not.
Suck me up. Oh, right. It depends on what you believe in. You're either going to be there for the four
Rapture,
horsemen
of
the bullshit and all that shit, or you're going to be sucked up to heaven first.
The pre-rapture versus the post-rapture.
I don't know.
Lunatics. They can't even agree on that.
Right. And there's no daylight. It's either you either believe into their version of end times or you're burning in hell.
Well, and Revelation is somebody got some great mushrooms. Somebody was out in a cow field and found some red speckly mushrooms and then wrote that shit down, because goddamn, to try to interpret Revelation is batshit.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. It's very strange.
Yeah, we're clearly in a fight with globalism and nationalism, whether it's the Brexit or what's going on in Marine Le Pen in France. The globalists have come out. Hillary.
Meanwhile, Marine Le Pen is heinous. They're horrible xenophobes and racists. They're the equivalent in France of the UKIP party. In Britain, which are the isolationist, xenophobe,
they sound lovely,
shaved-headed, angry white guys.
Oh, great!
That are the equivalent of our Trumpalos or Trumpanzees.
He has announced he's the globalist candidate. Trump's the nationalist candidate. He wants to make America great again, and that's the great battle. And this globalism, the Bible predicts, is going to happen. The Bible tells us that it's going to be led by the Antichrist himself. You're going to have to take the mark of the beast to buy or sell.
This
was written 2,000 years ago. And even the...
This is the guy who started Curve Fitness.
Is that who's speaking now?
Yeah.
That's a gym for women.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's only women go to this gym. That's his idea.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It seems like it's such a simple idea.
Is that a place
idea
where women can go and wear yoga pants without evilly forcing men to lust over them?
Without loons from LA Fitness or Bally's. Yes. Gyms are so fucking creepy.
I didn't
know
that curves
so
was,
gross. Yeah.
For ladies only.
Right.
Caitlyn Jenner?
I don't know. You'll have to ask this guy.
North Carolina would depend.
It doesn't sound like, what's his name? Gary Heaven?
Yeah, I don't think
it doesn't
he's
sound that progressive.
Down with that. Yeah. Here's a little bit. Here's the end of this.
Ability to require people to take a mark to buy or sell, was it even conceivable then?
They're suddenly on every channel, NBC, CBS, Fox, Dr. Oz, all saying take a mark to buy and sell, make your
NBC, CBS, Fox, and Dr. Oz. Apparently Dr. Oz is a new major cable network.
Good God.
Saying take a mark to buy and sell, make yourself safe. They're now saying it.
Yeah, they want a cashless society because it's going to reduce.
Oh, that came out in the WikiLeaks. Apple.
They want a cashless society.
I think they're talking about. Are they talking about maybe like chips where you can get a chip embedded in your hand that has your credit card information?
Oh yeah, yeah.
They also have tattoos. You can get a barcode.
It's the sign of the beast, man.
Right, right. Oh yeah, that freaks them the fuck out.
Wants a total cashless society. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean it's if people can't see what's going on right now, they're deluded.
Meanwhile, somebody needs to teach Mr. Millionaire Gary Heaven how to work a fucking webcam, because it really looks like Grandpa doesn't know how to frame a picture. He's leaning way into it. His face is filling all one side of it. The other side is kind of blank. He's just in a horrible spot for the camera and leaning way too close.
What?
They even see the
why? I never understood this. The mark of the beast, right? You get a barcode with your credit card information, your bank account, all your financial shit, right, on your arm or wherever.
Okay.
How does that lead to the end of the fucking world?
Because it's in Bullshiticus 69.
Oh, it's just in the Bible.
We're going to take the mark of the beast, and then everybody's going to turn gay.
I mean, don't you hate carrying around a wallet? That seems like it'd be a nice thing. I got a barcode right on my fucking wrist.
I might.
Bam.
If there's checks and balances, and we make sure that it's not abused, I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's going to be abuse of that shit, but there's abuse now. I saw an article yesterday that said, I want to get the percentage right.
Yes.
I'm going to lowball it and say half, but I think it was like 75. But I'm going to say at least half of every American walking around has their face in a facial recognition database somewhere.
Oh, shit. I mean, they have that on Facebook. You see a picture pop up and it'll say, hey, do you want to tag so-and-so in this picture? And they just recognize the guy's face.
So if you watch like Blacklist or any fun shows like that, where they grab a security camera picture of somebody walking down the street, and within 4 seconds they're like, apply facial recognition software, and all the magic grids, the useless TV technology happens.
It's the best.
And then they get a name that pops out. Still working. Still working.
Boop, 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 and by the way, these are all government agencies reading all these facial recognition things. Bullshit. Do you think there's any government agency that runs like the HQ in an episode of 24?
Well, Facebook and those guys are far more evil. Facebook tried... remember they were in trouble for their terms of service? They updated it one time, and they ended up switching it back after the uproar because basically they were saying by putting Facebook on your phone, you allowed them to every single bit of data from every other app that you use on that phone. Even if you close Facebook, they still wanted you to turn over every bit
of
data from any other app that you use on the phone.
Jesus.
And that caused an uproar. And they took that bullshit out. But, they're still doing
it. Just a little line in the terms of service.
Yeah, they're still doing it in many ways. Shit, the dog, I was trying to find a vet for her when she got sick a couple weeks ago. And now all I'm getting on the internet are vet commercials and dog commercials and pet products and shit like that. It's creepy. did we finish Alex? No, here's Alex Jones.
They're deluded.
Can they even see the symbol? What is the symbol of Apple?
He's holding up his iPhone right now.
Good God.
Can they see the symbol? Oh, wait, it's that apple that whore Eve ate out
oh
of.
Oh, my God. I never thought of that. Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Is that why there's a bite out of it? In the Apple logo, there's a bite out of the apple. Okay. Did Eve do that?
See, Eve fucked us all. That hooer.
Yeah. Yeah, Satan's apple he gave to Eve.
You can't make
God damn it.
You can't make that up. You just did. I'm sure that Steve Jobs and Wozniak were not stoned off their balls in their garage soldering chips to a board and saying, let's call it Apple. Oh, I got an idea. Let's have it be the apple that the devil gave Eve.
Not everyone obsesses about Eve in the Garden of Eden and eating the apple.
And it's not necessarily an apple. I thought right. The translation that they get from some of the earlier transcripts, it's like a date or a kumquat. Okay. Or it's not even apple necessarily.
I mean, do they even have apples in the Middle East? Do they? Are there probably. Apple orchards?
Yeah,
No,
I get it, but I think there probably are.
Okay.
I think an apple's pretty ubiquitous. He seems delighted in the fact that he's waving around his cell phone.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Satan's apple he gave to Eve.
You can't make this stuff up, man.
No, it's crazy, isn't it?
This motherfucker is giggling. Just cracking.
Can't make this stuff up, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Alex
what a bunch of
Jones.
Dicks.
Is convinced that if Trump loses,
Blah. A
third of the population is going to be killed in the upcoming war.
Oh, shit. What role does Obama and the Antichrist have to do with this? And Hillary, how she smells like the spawn of Satan.
All demon. Yeah, that was yesterday's.
God
damn. Smell like rotten meat.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he said?
No, I've never, you know, it's odd. If Madam Secretary smells like rotten meat, I've never heard it before. I have never heard that. Except when he said it yesterday on our show. Have you heard that rumor?
Heard like sulfur or things like that.
Have you really heard that about her?
That she smells like rotten meat? No, that's a first.
Good God. Hillary derangement syndrome, man. It is just... Ugh.
Now, I mean, I'd probably get tackled by the Secret Service because now I want to sniff her.
No, you can't.
I just want to sniff you.
Yeah.
Alex Jones says you smell like rotten beef.
I bet that happens to her. People try to smell her. And she has to say, listen, Alex Jones is saying is bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't smell like rotted fucking anything.
Maybe that's what Trump's doing during the debates.
Yeah. Melon body wash. If that's the Antichrist, then that's me.
Here is a little bit. We haven't heard from him in a few days. On this Faithless Friday, everybody,
yes.
Whipping out the magic underwear from
Perfect.
Texas, from the Oval Office.
Oh, shit.
In Texas, U.S. of A. Is Glenn Beck. And this was yesterday. This is before the Al Smith dinner.
He's a little fashionista.
But this is a little bit of Glenn Beck's recap on the debate the night before. Remember, he's not a Trump fan.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, this is the second biggest missed opportunity in, I believe, world history.
So
in
he
world
thinks
history.
That the debate the night before was the second biggest missed opportunity in world history.
God, missed opportunity. I mean, that's insane.
Second,
yeah.
Second biggest missed opportunity. He's about to... explain to us, or let me rephrase it. He's about to white-splain to us.
Oh, perfect.
Of what the biggest...
Let me manspread.
...missed opportunity is.
First one was Barack Obama not healing the nation.
Oh, my fucking God.
How could Barack Obama get into office and not have everybody singing Kumbaya within 15 to 27 minutes.
He's got
to
heal the fucking nation. Isn't that a little unspecific?
Well, and how?
Well, I mean...
When you've got bitch McConnell saying, before he even put his hand on the Bible,
we're going to make sure that our number one priority is to make sure that Barack Obama is a one-term president.
Yeah, it's just total batshit craziness. This doesn't make any
Yet
sense.
Yeah, it's Obama's fault
right.
for not healing the country.
He started racism in America. Did you know that? Before Obama was president, there was no racism.
That's right.
Coming, and he had the opportunity to come and say, let us finally put salve on the wounds of this nation. Let's come together. He could have solved the problems with the police and everything else. He could have solved them if...
How?
Right.
How?
He should have prevented the shooting of Michael Brown.
He should have said, you know, if they weren't big black evil thugs, they wouldn't be getting shot.
God.
That's how, apparently, good point. To Glenn Beck, that's how you heal the country, is you realize your place, Negro.
God, and so...
And you tell all the other Negroes in the country to realize their place. That's bringing the country together to this white racist fuck.
If he would have been a uniter, but because he's a community activist, he is used to dividing people. And
the blatant shitting upon of the term community activist.
Oh, my God.
Until Obama, community activist
was a good thing,
noble pursuit, because you're probably not making a lot of money, if any.
Right.
And trying to help people in, let's say it together, your local community.
Yes. How nice.
Yet, when Obama became president...
Oh, he's got a lemonade stand.
And they saw that on his resume, and they realized that, well, obviously he's a subversive anti-white bomb thrower.
Right, right.
That's what that means.
And we are moving into the pendulum theory. We're moving into that. It's the way to motivate people is through division now. Well, we all played a role in that on both sides, every single one of us.
Some more than other,
right,
played a role in that division. Meanwhile, I don't know if that's not Pat or Stu. That's the third guy whose name I never remember sitting next to him.
I mean, that division, who played a role in that? The country, our country, that's what we do.
Maybe some raging lunatic on Fox with a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Could have had something to do with it.
How about a guy that's running for president that thinks Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya?
On both sides, every single one of us. And because that's the way a union-minded person thinks it.
I wonder if the skull that is sitting on the table behind Glenn is actually a recreation of the one that's in the Oval Office. I have a feeling.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yorick sitting there is not part of the regular White House decor.
Is you stand up against them. He missed the opportunity to bring us together. Can you imagine?
Fuck you.
God.
He missed the opportunity to suck our white dicks enough to get us to respect him. That's what Glenn Beck just said.
Right, right.
If instead of the approach he took the approach of Nelson Mandela. We took the approach of...
We're talking about a reality show host here.
No, wait.
Stu's not paying attention.
Hey, Stu, be careful.
Stu's getting a demerit, possibly a caning.
Hey, you need to get paid, buddy. Where else is Stu going to work?
All right.
God, dude, keep this job.
Host here.
No, wait. I'm talking about Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
Number one, missed opportunity. Yes. I think in at least our country's history, and because of the role our country could play in the world, the biggest missed opportunity possibly on Earth.
So the biggest missed opportunity on Earth in history is Barack Obama not sucking enough white dick to get everybody to like him.
And that's not even a thing. That doesn't make any sense. He was supposed to bring the country together. And by the way, he did try. He did try to work with the Republicans at the beginning of his term, right?
That's the problem. That's why we're angry with him, is that he didn't realize the evil, obstructive fucks that the Republicans are. They don't care about the good of the country at all. They wanted the Negro in chief to fail.
And they want to stay in office more than anything.
Right.
Possibly on Earth in history. The second in our country's history was last night.
That's it.
God.
Trump missed the... Trump not winning the debate.
Yes.
And Trump saying that he wasn't going to accept the... Well, he'll wait and see to see if he's going to accept the results of the election. He could have won and could have apparently changed the course of the entire history of the universe.
Yes. No, why not? I mean, he could have put he could have put us on a new path to enlightenment.
Is that that Christian arrogance that we're the only life in the universe? Oh, God created this whole infinite sandbox for just us.
Yes.
A couple of monkeys sitting on a blue planet.
I mean, it's amazing we buy into the fact that the sun doesn't rotate around this fucking planet.
Well, they did for a long time.
Oh, well, yeah.
They fought that. The church fought that.
That's insane.
Now, you know, I think the earth revolves around the sun. Heresy! Off with his head!
We are going to throw you in a pit.
What have we got going on here on this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen? I've got a story. Yeah. Oh, well, let's get to this. This is, what time is it? 3:20 here-ish on this lovely Friday. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher when it's working.
That's right.
And crabdiving.com for all your crabby needs.
Download our podcast. It's funny.
And don't forget Amazon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Visit Amazon via our portal, and we get a little bit of a taste of whatever you spend on that fucking website.
Okay. I had a burpee moment, which I was worried
was
going to be chunky. Here's here is a little bit of... I mean, I'll read the chyrons at the bottom of the screen so you know what the latest food sale is over at the Jim Baker Show. I'm not going to order any of it myself because about puking right now. What?
They've been providing great content lately, don't you think?
A lot, yeah. Well, he's gotten all... he's jumped on the, oh my God, if Trump doesn't win, God's going to schlong us.
No, absolutely. Hillary Clinton's going to appoint a bunch of evil fuckers to the Supreme Court.
And you saw a fly land on her, man. She's a demon.
Oh, yeah. She smells like rotted meat.
Here is Jim Baker. And I already listened to a little bit of this one. It opens up with some spectacular Lori Baker input.
Yeah.
And his guest that you'll hear speak here is Dr.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure he's a licensed physician.
He's a doctor of tetherball.
Dr. Jim L. Garlow, who is a conservative loon pastor, who, of course, is probably selling a book or something is right in with the coming apocalypse, and you better buy some powdered pea
soup. This guy speak in tongues? I bet.
Bet escape.
You know, because President Obama,
listen to this. The clip opens up with the two of them talking over each other.
Right.
With Lori and Jim Baker.
God damn
Lori. She's talking. He's trying to tell a story.
You know, because President Obama, a few weeks ago, at the UN.
So they're talking about the president gave a speech at the UN a couple of weeks ago.
It's insane.
And the sound you hear is her tapping her nails on the desk in front of her.
She makes me nuts.
I heard that. At the UN.
It's the Jim Baker Show. Isn't it? Is it called the Jim Baker Show? Somebody tell her it's called the fucking Jim Baker Show.
Jim's trying to talk. I don't know if he interrupted her or she interrupted him.
Oh, God.
You know, because President Obama, a few weeks ago, at the UN, it was like the...
God damn it, Lori.
He said, when we heard President Obama, and she goes, when we heard this at the UN, and she nods, clicks her nails a few times, and then she goes, the speech.
God damn it.
And he's trying to talk. The speech.
And it was like the...
That he gave.
It was like the main point was globalization or world... It sounded like the representative for Antichrist.
Because, oh, there it is.
God damn it.
Representing the apocalypse and the Antichrist.
Right.
In this corner, we have Barack Hussein Obama at the UN.
Why would the Antichrist have a representative? Why wouldn't they just send the Antichrist and a bunch of fire and brimstone and thunder and lightning and shit like that?
Right. Why does the Antichrist need a rep?
I thought the Antichrist was a fucking badass and could fucking smite you like that.
Maybe he's busy.
Antichrist, because the Antichrist is going to put together a one world government. That's his goal, anyway.
And this is the Alex Jonesian one world government.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that in... See, I don't know my my Revelations that well.
Oh, absolutely. This one world government...
Is the one world government in Revelation?
That's part of the Mark of the Beast bullshit.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so. We're all part of this one, like, weird... You know, sovereign nation, that is the earth. I don't know why that makes us easier to get bamboozled by Satan or whatever fucking happens. It's all so ridiculous.
According to gotquestions.org.
Oh, shit.
The Bible does not use the phrase one world government or one world currency in referring to the end times. It does, however... provide ample evidence to enable us to draw the conclusion that both will exist under the rule of the Antichrist in the last days. This is
what?
Like that 9/11 guy who said, I heard somebody talking on a muffled radio, and it's a countdown.
Jesus Christ.
In his apocalyptic vision of the book of Revelation, the Apostle John sees the beast, also called the Antichrist, rising out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns.
Oh, my God. 10 horns. Revelation. Now, where do you put all those horns?
It's a. I hope they have a tuba.
Hold on a second. Seven heads, 10 horns. If there's seven heads, why not?
Somebody gets a bonus horn or two.
Or somebody doesn't.
Assuming they're equally distributed.
Why not have 14 horns? I mean, you're making it up anyway. You're making it up anyway. Why not go for a little symmetry here and there?
Combining this vision with Daniel's similar vision in Daniel 7:16-24.
Oh, see, I like that vision a lot better.
Daniel 7:16. I approached one of those who stood there and asked him the truth concerning all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of things. These four great beasts are four kings who shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High... I can't read anymore. Okay. This bullshit.
God, that's a great explanation. It shall be these things.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. Combining that vision with Daniel's, we can conclude, Ryan...
Oh, yes.
...that some sort of world system will be inaugurated by the beast, the most powerful horn.
So we are seeing... We are going to see a seven-headed beast with 10 horns. They're guaranteeing that. I almost want to have it so I don't get sucked up to heaven for the rapture. I would like to see this beast. I think it would be interesting. Don't you?
The 10-nation confederacy is also seen in Daniel's image of the statue in Daniel, where he pictures the final world government consisting of 10 entities represented by the 10 toes of the statue.
Oh, my God.
These people were on...
They're nuts.
...psychedelics.
Oh, sure. They're on mushrooms.
And writing that shit down, tripping and writing it down, and laughing their asses off.
Yeah, because this is insane.
Whoever the 10 are, and however they come to power, Scripture is clear. Oh, it's clear, right?
Oh, I know. Please.
That show me one. One passage where Scripture is clear.
It's very clear. I understand what's going to happen. In end times, I'm going to have a barcode on my wrist. I'm going to be in this one new world order, and there's going to be a monster with seven heads and 10 horns that falls out of the sky. I get it.
John goes on to describe the ruler of this vast empire as having power and great authority.
Ooh,
given
yes.
to him by Satan himself.
Oh, that's the best power and authority to have.
Being followed and receiving worship from, quote, all the world.
Oh, okay.
And having... authority over, quote, every tribe, people, language, and nation.
So
these
wait.
People are out of their fucking minds.
It's
so they're saying
nice.
One world government, but it's one dictator, I guess, with seven horns or something? I don't know.
Right.
I'm confused. Is the monster...
Yeah.
Is the Antichrist... Yeah, the Antichrist rises out of the sea with seven heads, 10 horns.
But it's one world order, so
but then
someone must be in charge.
Seven head, 10 horns... takes over.
I mean, why with horns too? Why are they so concerned about how many horns are where? That's fucking bizarre to me.
And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads,
with 10 diadems on its horns and blasphemous names on its heads. Does it have name?
A diadem. Is that a gem? Isn't that a piece of jewelry?
Yeah, a crown.
A crown.
Crown, a ringlet.
So this beast. Yeah, yeah. This is this
Who the fuck
is,
knows what they're
this
talking
is straight up Lord of the Rings.
Tiara.
Yes, a tiara. But this is Lord of the Rings.
It's crazy. It's utter craziness.
Because in Lord of the Rings, there's those mythical dragons that have crowns, and they even have their own gold.
But you've got your Jim Bakers, who are spewing this shit in front of the ancient crowd. But then you've got your Alex Jonesians, who have a younger skewing Trump pansy crowd. Yeah.
Basically
it's not
weirdos.
Ancient old people. The people that are sitting in Jim Baker's dinner theater here, trough theater, are not the same people who are going to go watch Alex Jones by any stretch of the imagination. So I don't get how he's so Jesus-y sometimes. That's what gets to be a little... Because he believes in aliens.
Well, maybe
he believes in lizard people.
But maybe he believes in it. Maybe he believes in the Jesus
But there
shit.
Are... but. There are no lizard people, according to the Christians. We're the only ones in the universe. How can there be alien lizard people?
Are you saying that there could possibly be a Christian out there?
I'm making myself more nauseous trying to apply logic to Alex Jones.
His religion's a la carte. He didn't want to deal with that shit. I mean, he still wants to believe in Jesus and all that shit, but you can't take away his fucking aliens. That's insane. He can't live without that.
God, Revelation is batshit.
School anyway. Exactly. Of the 18 numbered paragraphs in this article that you're referring to, this is the one I least understand. I don't know all the implications of it, except to know what you just said right there, the nature of the Antichrist. And
so I don't know any of this shit.
Yes.
But I know the interpretation of this shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the interpretation I'm going to give it. Is that the Antichrist is coming and he's going to fuck your daughters.
Oh, by the way, by my black. Dehydrated soup.
I think, quite frankly, the greatest animosity against Donald Trump is his recognition of globalism and what it would mean.
No, he grabs pussies.
Yeah.
He grabs women by the pussy and by the tit. Yesterday, another one. Gloria Allred has another victim from the U.S. Open tennis tournament or something years ago. And she said Trump walked up to her and stuck his hand in her blouse and grabbed her by the hooter.
That's insane. I mean, and by the way, I don't know.
And then when she reacted, I think from what I read, she's claiming that he said, "Don't you know who I am? I'm Donald Trump. I'm Donald Trump. It's okay. I can grab your titty. I'm famous."
Mean to break up nations, one world, and this one world isn't about serving Jesus Christ. These people.
Oh, that would be okay.
Yeah, yeah, that would be fine.
We're against this one world government, unless, of course, it was one world under me.
Yeah, we're serving Jesus Christ. Jesus is very jealous. Or God, or whoever the fuck.
Yahweh.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. These people have agendas, and they're driven, and they're intense.
They have agendas. They're driven.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have agendas interpreting a 2,000-year-old goat herder book.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
No. That somebody was tripping balls and wrote down their visions.
These politicians that go out of their way to connect everything, every piece of legislation they ejaculate out to the Bible... They don't have an agenda there.
And he even admits he's having a vision. They're writing.
It's
in
a
this,
vision.
John in is writing in Revelation of his visions.
Yes.
He's telling you, I'm tripping balls and here's what I see.
It's insane.
Oh, well, obviously that's what's going to happen.
There's going to be a guy riding a horse coming out of the sky.
People are so desperate to believe.
Oh,
I don't get that at all. They believe... the Mormon stuff. That's 100 years old, 150 years old, that some guy was like, I want to fuck some young poon, so I'm going to come up with a cult that allows me to stick my dick in 12-year-old girls.
But they buy into it so hard, they're willing to, like, I don't know what it is, like, in their mind, create all these justifications that can get around, like, the pervy shit, you know, with the Mormons.
Well, yeah, because they had the magic plates and the rocks, man.
Right. I mean, I grew up with a bunch of Mormons, and nobody ever brought up the diddling stuff. Nobody ever brought up.
Of course they don't bring that up.
The fact that there's these sister wives, you know, nobody ever brings that up.
I've got a quick clip here of a Trumpanzee.
Yes.
A Trump supporter.
God.
And if there's just any other, like, we need more evidence that these people really need some help and need some education.
You're so right. They need some education. What reading level do you think these guys are at?
There's a great clip, if I get to it, that Maddow played last night of retired justice of the SCOTUS. Souter,
SCOTUS,
by our standards, right wingy, appointed by, I think, Bush the First, okay. Bush the Greater, and he retired not that long ago. But he was speaking, it was like 4 years ago, and
okay.
It's kind of prophetic. I'm going to see if I can find that clip, but this is, while I'm looking for that, this is a Trump rally. This is an MSNBC in Vegas. Kristen Welker was walking in front of some Trumpalos.
Okay.
And she asks, what issues are you the most passionate about for Donald Trump?
Oh, my God.
Listen to
this. Is so fucked up.
This answer. it's from Mediaite. That's their music.
Good hands. Clearly, thank you for sharing that perspective. Judy, you are a Trump supporter. If you look at the polls, a lot of folks think Clinton did a better job in the last two debates. What do you want to see him do tonight to win the debate?
I think he did a great job at the last debate. I don't really think the polls are showing what the Americans are really feeling. I just want to see him talk about his policies. I think he's got an amazing plan to be able to run this country like a business.
And single word, what issue matters to you most, Judy?
There's so many. Yeah. Veterans.
I want him to run it like a business, which
we
think is ridiculous because we've worked in big businesses.
Yes.
And worked for successful, really rich, by all these people's standards, successful men.
It's
mostly
not efficient.
They're assholes, and they're not efficient.
Nobody does anything.
In the least bit.
All fucking day.
Care. No vaccines.
No vaccines.
Is this an anti-vaxxer?
No vaccines. This is one of her major issues with Donald Trump, is he's not going to make us take vaccines so our kids can be little virus bombs.
Right. I'm kind of surprised that her main issue isn't immigration, because that's what it is with most of these people.
Right.
It's xenophobia, you know?
This one's particularly stupid.
No vaccines.
No vaccines.
A lot of different issues out there. Yeah, and Rosemary, you are a Clinton supporter. A lot of people thought she wasn't tough enough in the last debate. What do you want to see to her tonight? Do you want to see her get a little bit tougher?
I do want to see her get a little bit tougher, and I support Hillary Clinton, not only for all the dreamers to fix her immigration reform system, and I want to see her come out because she's the most experienced candidate that we have for this presidency, and I want to see her win.
There you go. A Trumpanzee and a Hillbot, as people the other side calls.
Well, Hillary's going to win.
Well, yeah.
I mean, and Donald's going to lose, and he's going to lose bigly. That's my prediction.
I found the clip from Maddow. This is the Honorable David Souter, retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice, speaking. I don't know where he is. He's at some event called Constitutionally Speaking. It's hard to find this guy. You don't really hear about David Souter that much. Or Sandra Day O'Connor.
No, not at all.
Really hardly hear about them.
Maybe
at all.
They're, you know,
they retire
enjoying
and they're like,
their retirement.
This. Yeah. Here is David Souter being prophetic. Now, remember.
Oh, yes.
Conservative Republican nominated by GHWB.
Fuck you.
This is from MSNBC.
4 years ago.
Is that I think some of the aspects of current American government that people on both sides find frustrating are in part a function of the inability of people to understand how government can and should function.
You're all stupid.
God.
You're yeah. all stupid.
It is a product of civic ignorance. What I worry about is a remark that Benjamin Franklin made, and Susan Leahy quoted Jefferson at the beginning about how.
But he said, Benjamin Franklin said, "You can grab him by the pussy."
Oh yeah, he said that.
By thine pussy.
Yes, he had T-shirts made
up. Ye old pussy.
Worry about is a remark that Benjamin Franklin made, and Susan Leahy quoted Jefferson at the beginning about how an ignorant people can never remain a free people. Democracy cannot survive too much ignorance.
Oh, we're fucked. We're oh, fucked.
God. We're all dumb as hell. It's the least common denominator that Trump's appealing to.
Democracy cannot survive now, too much.
Again, this is 4 years ago. This is pre-Trump. This is yeah. pre this election. And listen to what he says next.
Ignorant people can never remain a free people. Democracy cannot survive too much ignorance. Franklin, in effect, had a comment to which the Jefferson comment is a kind of an answer or a response. And you probably have heard this, but it bears repeating. Franklin was asked by someone, I think, on the streets of Philadelphia shortly after the 1787 convention adjourned.
And obviously, if Franklin said this and yes. Souter's bringing it up a couple hundred and change later, Americans have always been dumb fucks. We've apparently always been
we're hopeless
not cared
shortly after the 1787 convention adjourned what kind of government the Constitution would give us if it was adopted, and Franklin's famous answer was a republic if you can keep it. You can't keep it in ignorance. I don't worry about our losing republican government in the United States because I'm afraid of a foreign invasion. I don't worry about it because I think there is going to be a coup by the military, as has happened in some other places. What I worry about is that when problems are not addressed, people will not know who is responsible. And when the problems get bad enough, as they might do, for example, with another serious terrorist attack, as they might do with another financial meltdown, some one person will come forward and say, give me total power and I will solve this problem.
What is that? What does that sound like?
It sounds like Trump.
David Souter saying a few years ago, he's worried that with all the problems and people being as stupid as they fucking are, some daddy figure's going to come along and say, rip up that Constitution bullshit. I'll actually get stuff done. Bye-bye, America.
Yeah, trust me. I hire the best people. I got the best
Nobody
words.
Can do it but me.
Right.
...terrorist attack, as they might do with another financial meltdown. Some one person will come forward and say, give me total power and I will solve this problem. That is how the Roman Republic fell. Augustus...
Not true. It's because they were butt fucking each other.
Right.
We all know that.
It was the anal sex. Duh.
Duh.
First attack, as they might do with another financial meltdown. Some one person will come forward and say, give me total power and I will solve this problem. That is how the Roman Republic fell.
And I've had people say, hey.
I've had people say,
Augustus became emperor not because. He arrested the Roman Senate. He became emperor because he promised that he would solve problems that were not being solved. If we know who is responsible, I have enough faith in the American people to demand performance from those responsible. If
rich people!
Right.
We know who's responsible. It's the rich fucking elite, the evil vulture capitalists
who
are sucking the life out of the planet and throwing bunga bunga parties.
We're in an oligarchy.
If we don't know, we will stay away from the polls. We will not demand it. And the day will come when...
And what happens when people don't go to the polls? Republicans win.
Absolutely, man.
No, we will stay away from the polls. We will not demand it. And the day will come when somebody will come forward and we and the government will, in effect, say, take the ball and run with it.
That's what he's afraid of, that the and they kind of did with that fucking Patriot Act, that bullshit. Yeah.
And who are the Trumpalos? The Trumpalos are these very people that would do this.
Yeah. They we want the Constitution. They want to rip up the fucking Constitution, except that Second Amendment. And the rest of it they want to rip up for everyone else but white Christian men. The Constitution only applies to white Christian dudes.
Right. Hey, listen, Trumpalos, all these people that are most of the country that's voting for Hillary, they're saving you. They're saving you from making a stupid fucking mistake because you're all stupid. And you're voting for this Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's grabbing people by the fucking pussy. He made fun of the guy with a disability on national television. He's a fucking joke, and you guys are idiots. Oh, my God.
Fresh new polls out are showing the it's getting worse for Donald.
No, I don't believe it.
I know it was. You didn't think Jeez. It could be.
He didn't get a bump after that. What, the dinner he performed at where he bombed? He fucking bombed.
Yeah, he didn't do well at all.
That was supposed to be a gimme. That's supposed to be an event. You go. It's a layup. People see you. They're like, hey, look, you're likable.
The Real Clear Politics average of all the last, I don't know, 10 or so polls.
Yes.
Has average, this is the average, is Clinton up by 6.2% points, I mean.
Yeah.
There's one that's got her up 12.
Oh, shit.
And there's one that's got, inexplicably, the LA Times. I don't know what they're doing. They got him up by 1 point.
What?
Don't ask me.
Who knows?
The
smoking that California medical marijuana at the LA Times.
So that's at Real Clear Politics.
Right.
A little different over at, not much, but it's a little different. Oh, they're still giving the Cubs 51% chance to win the series. Wow.
Yes.
Only 10% for the Dodgers. Still.
That's
because we're home now.
They got to have one game to clinch, and there's going to be one game where they play Kershaw. So well, you lose that game and you win the next.
Yeah.
I guess that's the idea.
Over at the 538 blog, the election forecast currently has 86.7% chance for Hillary Clinton to win. 13% chance for Donnie.
It's rigged.
Highly unlikely. They've got her at 341 electoral votes right now.
Benghazi.
Of which 270 is needed.
Vince Foster.
We played the Trump supporter who thinks that it's important that they not have to vaccinate.
I love that. No, an anti-vaxxer. God, it's like they're dangerous to themselves.
Well, and add on to his shittiness.
Oh, yeah.
He's also an anti-vaxxer.
Right. It's amazing. You're going to give me chicken pox.
New York Daily News today has dug up an old 2007 video of Donald Trump.
Ooh.
This is him. Well, let's hear it. Okay.
My name is Juliet. I have a question. My question is, how many jets do you have and how do I be a flight attendant?
It's kind of hard to understand.
What?
He jokes about hiring a woman in his crowd. This is at a learning annex speech.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
He jokes about hiring her because of her looks, then has her stand next to him on the stage, and he tells the story of the time he hired a teenage girl with no experience because she was hot.
Oh, geez.
I think she's hired, he said. She's an
God.
This is a learning annex. This is supposed to be about how to be a successful business person.
Okay.
And an attractive young businesswoman gets up on the stage and listen to what the crowd, it sounds like She's getting ready to hop on a pole.
It's like Hooters.
Woo! Good God.
He's hugging her creepily.
Oh, my God.
A beautiful girl who was 17 or 18 applied to...
Donald,
just say she's 18.
She's so beautiful. She's like a world-class beauty, like the young lady who just asked the question about the actress. She's so beautiful. And my people came, she said, look, Mr. Trump, she has no experience.
He kept saying, she's so beautiful. My people said, but she's got no experience.
So what?
So I had to get her right away because she was so beautiful. And I said, let me ask you, do you have any experience? She goes, no, sir. I said, when can you start?
Oh, and he kissed this girl that he brought up on stage.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
So that dropped today. Is that the new one?
That's fresh off the
presses.
Good
God.
Somebody found a kind of a shitty video, but nonetheless.
And it's like 2 weeks till election, right?
Of Don.
2 weeks-ish?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's more.
Dude, there's going to be more shit out there. It's amazing.
There's got to be more.
Do you think we're going to hear those tapes from The Apprentice? Are we going to hear him saying the N-word?
The N-word? They might be saving that one for really close to the actual day.
They're holding us in suspense. Maybe. How dare they?
There is a story I wanted to get to quickly here. We only got a couple minutes left on this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
Oh, shit.
Don't forget, we're on iTunes and Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Leave us all kinds of good reviews and buy shit through our Amazon hole.
Oh, yes.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon helps us out here. Gives us a little cut, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out.
We get paid, baby.
Over at, it doesn't. I guess it doesn't matter where this is from. But this is, there is a school.
Okay.
I believe this is a high school.
Yes.
And they had one of these. This is a public school, by the way.
Right.
And they, Payson High School in, well, I know how this is pronounced in Spanish. G-I-L-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, in...
How do you say it?
Arizona. Who Gila. The fuck knows? It's Gila or Gila.
Gila.
They say that they have some regrets about a assembly that they had last month. The Payson Unified School District used taxpayer money.
Okay.
And invited guest speaker Brad Henning, who teaches abstinence.
Oh, my God.
To many of the attendants, his message sounded like slut shaming. 300, and they split the girls and the boys. The girls basically got a hellfire and brimstone, keep your legs closed, you sluts.
You gotta be kidding
me. The boys got a, here's how to pick up girls and talk to girls nicely.
Yeah, come wherever you want. Vote Trump.
According to, a story at the Payson Roundup, he told 350 girls at the mandatory
Jesus
assembly
Christ.
That, quote, girls should make sure they do not turn on a guy by dressing or acting in a way that unleashes a guy's God-given sexual urges. So the rapiness
that's from God
is, how dare you challenge the fact that they want to put burkas on women, because obviously God gave us dicks to get hard.
Sure. Why was God giving so much attention to Bill Cosby?
He also said that girls have a low sex drive so the planet doesn't get overpopulated.
Oh, that explains it. That's the theory. Brilliant. This guy gets paid to give speeches?
Later, in an after-school session... which the boys were invited to, but not required. So the girls
had to go
to make sure you don't dress like whores.
Right.
And you have low sex drives because we're supposed to keep the population.
They got
to
get that pussy under wraps.
The boys were told suggestions, quote, for the boys on how to ask a girl out, what to do on a date, what to talk about on a date, and how to get a second date with a girl. At no point did Mr. Henning admonish the boys to take any responsibility or to avoid taking advantage of a girl, no matter what she's wearing or anything like that.
That is so fucked up. That is so rapey.
The school board is looking into it. They're saying, well, now they are saying that maybe we have some regrets about it.
I mean, no wonder we have a country that's just enthralled with Donald Trump. No wonder.
Right.
And so many people love this guy.
And there you go. And again, the slut shaming.
Oh, God. It's ridiculous.
You herd the girls into one room, tell them they're whores, dress nice, and don't taunt the boys.
That's happening now.
This was a month ago.
In the 1950s.
Not in the 1850s or
you
the 1750s.
You must be shitting me.
In Arizona.
Wow. Congratulations, Earthlings.
Congratulations, Earthlings. Thanks
Big
for joining
fail.
Us this week. Back next week, like I said, 2 to 4 Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern type coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Amazon hole is crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy, radar comedy this week.
Oh, yes.
Followed by Sloppy Seconds in Los Angeles. Look up the deets at his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy, his Instagram feed, Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Instagram or Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into battle.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.